There's no new COVID cases in the community today, but it's been revealed there was a house viewing at the home of the most recently infected family. A real estate agent and three others were at the private viewing on Saturday when the family was supposed to be self-isolating. Also, the Ministry of Health has changed how it's classifying contacts. Kmart Botany customers who were in store at the same time as an infected teenager was working there on the 19th and 20th of February have gone from casual plus contacts to close contacts. There's also a new category for some store staff who've got a new label, close plus contacts. Confused? Well, you're not alone. Aucklander Lisa Marie nipped into Kmart Botany on Saturday 20th, right in the hot zone. It was a short trip with some pretty lengthy consequences.
It's kind of a regret. I could easily say now it was my fastest, least costliest trip to Kmart I've ever done, and it ended up costing me 2 weeks. What it actually was that my daughter had just purchased a new phone, and I said there was no way that she was not going to have that phone without a cover. So that night, 8:57 to be precise, we scanned into Kmart, went straight to the phone section. She picked a cover straight away. We walked to the checkout. We then tapped and goed. So we, you know, credit card tap and go, picked up the phone case and walked out. And our till receipt said 9:03. So we were actually in there for 6 minutes.
I understand you tried to call Healthline. Tell me how that went.
I wanted to do the best and I wanted to do the right thing. So after putting a few of my younger children to bed that night, they were all a little bit stressed and on end, of course, because they just instantly had thought that I'd be taken away. So one of my youngest daughter was really concerned. She says, "Mum, are they going to actually take you away from us?" And I said, "Look, it's nothing like that whatsoever." I said, "We just need to find out exactly what's happening." So we got them off to bed and I thought 10 to 10 at night was probably a really good time to call Healthline and find out just the position that we're in. Did my other three children need to go to school and could my husband still go to work? So I wanted to just make sure that, you know, I knew everything because I'm normally one that likes to be in control. So I just wanted to know how my household was going to work. And, got on the line at 10 to 10. I was told I was behind 603 callers, which instantly I thought, oh, okay, I could be on here for a while. They did say roughly around 125 minutes. So the 603 I was very apprehensive about, but then when it said 125 minutes, I thought, hey, you know, let's just do this. I got busy, of course, as every parent does, and folded washing and just did a potted around and did a lot of things, and then started to get a bit nervous thinking, okay, no one's answering or anything, and I'm not a nutter or a crazy woman to sit online or on a phone call for so long, but I needed to know what was happening with my children. I needed to know that, you know, am I going to keep them all here? Is my husband not going to go to work tomorrow? I needed to know those things. So they did eventually answer the phone, but that was at roughly around 20 to 6 in the morning.
In the morning. So, sorry, am I hearing this right, Lisa Marie? So you were, in essence, what, on the phone for 7 and a bit hours?
Yeah,
waiting.
Yeah. I actually had screenshotted it when I was actually had just been answered, and it was 7:44. So
7 hours, 44 minutes.
Yeah.
And so did you just have a bit of a doze, as you say? You busied yourself around the house, had a bit of a doze,
yeah.
Kept the phone there with the line on hold.
Kind of hard to doze, to be honest, because, I mean, it was a good system. It was good, and good enough to say, you know, you are now such and such in queue, roughly looking at these minutes. But as I went down to probably behind 500 calls, I was still sitting at, I think, might have been roughly 12 minutes, and I thought, that's, you know, there's nothing, something's quite wrong there with those statistics.
Yeah, given the number of people that were in that store, would you have expected that they may have beefed up operators in order to deal with questions like the ones that you had?
Oh, without a doubt. I was, to be honest, I was actually quite surprised there wasn't a separate line for COVID. I mean, is it our New Zealand health line? I mean, I don't know if everyone and anyone can, you know, obviously, is that just the one line for New Zealand? I don't know. When I actually did speak to the operator, I just said, gosh, you must be busy. I said, how many people are actually fielding these calls? And she had actually said single digits. And I said, I beg your pardon, single? And she said it would be single digits. And I thought, seriously, so there's this amount of calls coming through. There's been a, you know, it's been publicly out there and so many people would have gone through, came out. I didn't know how many people had at that stage. And I just thought, that sounds really odd.
So how clear has the message been from the Ministry of Health about what's expected from you and how you were classified as a contact? Because what is your classification, Lisa Marie?
Yeah, I am a casual plus, apparently. And
are you?
So, well, yeah, well, 6 minutes, not seeing anyone, not talking to anyone. Yeah, apparently so. I did read in the paper today it could be casual. I don't know. But I think
you actually are
people to do when
you're actually now classified as a close contact. If you look at the updated definitions, you are now classified as a close contact.
But a close contact means that everyone in my household should be isolating. Is that not right? Because that's the way
only if you have symptoms. So,
oh, right. Okay. Yes.
So that takes us back to the original question, Lisa Marie. Are you clear on where you stand?
No. I could very easily say no to that.